CNN News Selection Number 2, Special Sidekicks.
After a successful missile launch, they're always in the picture, sharing hugs, smiles, and cigarettes with their vicious boss. Three officials whose body language and behavior toward Kim Jong-un are different from the other North Korean elites nearby, who genuflect in fear.
Kim Jong-un has guaranteed their job security, and that is what their body language is indicative of. They can feel comfortable enough with Kim Jong-un to deliver bad news.
CNN is told rival intelligence agencies are watching these three men carefully. Kim Jong-sik, Ri Pyeong-chol, and Jang Chang-ha are supernovas in Kim's inner circle, the men behind the missile tests.
At some point, they are going to put together North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile.
A missile that will eventually have the range to carry a nuclear warhead to the U.S. mainland.
Kim Jong-un is keeping these technocrats right by his side so that he can be in direct contact with them and urge them to move fast. It reflects his urgency about missile development.
Of the three men, experts say, Ri Pyeong-chol, a former Air Force general, has the most important role.
He's the one that provides Kim Jong-un with the situational awareness. He's the eyes and ears for Kim Jong-un in the development and research of nuclear weapons and conventional weapons.
Analyst Michael Madden is consulted by intelligence agencies on North Korean leaders. He says Kim Jong-sik is an accomplished rocket scientist. It's believed these three men are held in such high esteem, they get to rub elbows with the supreme leader like no one else.
They do get to travel in Jong-un's jet. They do get to travel in his cars, which is a privilege that's not been extended to other core leaders. In terms of their lives in Pyongyang, they live in exclusive apartment housing.
Analysts say it's possible rival intelligence agencies could target the three men for assassination, similar to how four Iranian nuclear scientists were assassinated a few years ago.
They could be targeted through a drone strike. The other option is finding someone within the North Korean government who does not like UN, who is disenfranchised and still has access to the activities, that is to say that they have access to the leadership activities, who could be an assassin.
Could Kim Jong-un purge any of these men himself if they fail to advance North Korea's weapons program? Analysts say it's possible, but not likely. Their scientific and logistical knowledge is simply too valuable to Kim and too tough to replace. Brian Todd, CNN, Washington.